somehow, some way, Quincy would still save her. That's how these things worked. She was intense, angry, self-destructive. But Quincy was her rock. He waited. He held course. He loved her. Even when she was horrible, even when she could barely stand herself, he loved her. He was the only good thing that had ever happened in her life. Somehow, she had gotten herself on top of her captor's body. He was on his back, unable to get footing in the slippery mud. If she could keep him down, keep him as mired and immobilized as she felt, he sliced her forearm again. She blindly followed the direction of the pain, beating at him futilely with her bound fists. Then her fingers found his wrist. She dug her thumbs into the soft collection of nerves and tendons at the base of his palm and was immediately rewarded by a low hiss. "I will fucking kill you," the man roared. "Then do it," she screamed right back at him. He bucked his hips, dumping her into the mud. She held onto his wrist, thumbs clamped like a pit bull. "Bitch!" She could feel him trying to struggle to his feet. She lashed out, catching him in the ankle, and down he went. Now he was beating her with his left hand, pummeling her head and shoulders with his fist. She didn't care. She was too close to him, inside the kill zone, so he couldn't get any force behind the blows. She just kept working his wrist, visualizing his fingers opening, the knife falling. His fist caught her in the ribs. She gasped. He seemed to realize the advantage and used two fingers to dig into her kidney. A new pain shot up her lower back, accompanied by a warmth between her legs. She'd wet herself. He'd reduced her to the state of an animal, pissing on its legs in its terror to get away. Fuck it. She let go of his wrist and clamped down hard on his forearm with her teeth. "Ow!" her captor said. She shook her head from side to side, picturing every feral dog she'd ever seen. She wanted to bite bone, wanted to taste blood. She chewed on his forearm, ground her teeth. "Son of a—" He still couldn't use the knife in his right hand and couldn't hit her hard enough to dislodge her bite with his left. She was winning, she thought, and in her delirious state, she saw herself chewing off his arm, spitting out his hand. When asked how she managed to get away from her armed captor while being bound and blindfolded, she would reply, "I just pictured him as a nice, juicy steak." He jabbed her kidney again, trying to hit her spleen. Now he had his legs wrapped around hers, was coming up and over, trying to pin her into the muck. She used her hands to fend him off, to keep her precious stance, half on top of his body, her teeth sunk into his forearm. She fought and she hated and she raged. Her captor, on the other hand, finally got smart. He pinched her nose shut, and that quickly, it was over. Continue biting and be asphyxiated. Stop biting and be stabbed. Funny, right until this moment, Rainey herself had not realized how much she wanted to live. She thought of Aurora Johnson again. She thought of all the little girls who never had a chance. And she thought, for the first time in a long time, of Quincy's daughter, Mandy. "I am sorry," Rainey thought, except she wasn't apologizing to the victims anymore. She was apologizing to Quincy. Because he had already lost so much, she would have liked to have spared him this pain. She released him. Her captor's arm ripped away. He screeched, half relief and half curse. Then he socked her in the eye. The force of the blow rocked her back. She tumbled off him, rolling into the mud. Her eye socket exploded. Behind the blindfold, there was a miraculous display of white, shiny lights. Then she heard him, rising in the rain, pulling himself out of the muck. He stomped toward her. She had the mental image of a large, hulking beast, maybe the creature from the Black Lagoon. "I love you, Quincy," she thought. Then her captor raised the knife and smashed the handle across her head. Now Rainey forced herself to uncurl from the damp floor and got up. Her bruised muscles spasmed in protest. She could not stand straight. It brought too much pain to her ribs.